many times as he needed it, but he also wanted to make sure that he could cushion its devastating impact. That was the reason for his masquerade. The more elaborate and dramatic his stories were, the greater their cushioning effect. If he himself seemed to be in the same boat with Don Juan, the fright would not be as intense as if Don Juan were alone.
With his penchant for drama, Don Juan went on, my benefactor was able to move my assemblage point enough to imbue me right away with an overpowering feeling for the two basic qualities of warriors, sustained effort and unbending intent. I knew that in order to be free again someday, I would have to work in an orderly and steady fashion, and in cooperation with the frail old man, who, in my opinion, needed my help as much as I needed his. I knew, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that that was what I wanted to do more than anything else in life.
I didn't get to talk to Don Juan again until 2 days later. We were in Oaxaca, strolling in the main square in the early morning. There were children walking to school, people going to church, a few men sitting on the benches, and taxi drivers waiting for tourists from the main hotel.
It goes without saying that the most difficult thing in the warrior's path is to make the assemblage point move, Don Juan said. That movement is the completion of the warrior's quest. To go on from there is another quest. It is the seer's quest proper.
He repeated that in the warrior's way, the shift of the assemblage point is everything. The old seers absolutely failed to realize this truth. They thought the movement of the point was like a marker that determined their positions on a scale of worth. They never conceived that it was that very position which determined what they perceived.
The stalker's method, Don Juan went on, in the hands of a master stalker like the Nagual Julian, accounts for stupendous shifts of the assemblage point. These are very solid changes. You see, by buttressing the apprentice, the stalker teacher gets the apprentice's full cooperation and full participation. To get anybody's full cooperation and full participation is about the most important outcome of the stalker's method, and the Nagual Julian was the best at getting both of them.
Don Juan said that there was no way for him to describe the turmoil that he went through as he found out little by little about the richness and the complexity of the Nagual Julian's personality and life. As long as Don Juan faced a scared, frail old man who seemed helpless, he was fairly at ease, comfortable. But one day, soon after they had made the deal with what Don Juan thought of as a monstrous-looking man, his comfort was shot to pieces when the Nagual Julian gave Don Juan another unnerving demonstration of his stalking skills. Although Don Juan was quite well by then, the Nagual Julian still slept in the same room with him in order to nurse him. When he woke up that day, he announced to Don Juan that their captor was gone for a couple of days, which meant that he didn't have to act like an old man. He confided to Don Juan that he only pretended to be old in order to fool the monstrous-looking man. Without giving Don Juan time to think, he jumped up from his mat with incredible agility. He bent over and dunked his head in a pot of water and kept it there for a while. When he straightened up, his hair was jet black. The gray hair had washed away, and Don Juan was looking at a man he had never seen before, a man perhaps in his late 30s. He flexed his muscles, breathed deeply, and stretched every part of his body as if he had been too long inside a constricting cage.
When I saw the Nagual Julian as a young man, I thought that he was indeed the devil, Don Juan went on. I closed my eyes and knew that my end was near. The Nagual Julian laughed until he was crying.
Don Juan said that the Nagual Julian then put him at ease by making him shift back and forth between the right side and the left side awareness.
For 2 days, the young man pranced around the house, Don Juan continued. He told me stories about his life and jokes that sent me reeling around the room with laughter. But what was even more astounding was the way his wife had changed. She was actually thin and beautiful. I thought she was a completely different woman. I raved about how complete her change was and how beautiful she looked. The young man said that when their captor was away, she was actually another woman.
Don Juan laughed and said that his devilish benefactor was telling the truth. The woman was really another seer of the Nagual's party. Don Juan asked the young man why they pretended to be what they were not. The young man looked at Don Juan, his eyes filled with tears, and said that the mysteries of the world are indeed unfathomable. He and his young wife had been caught by inexplicable forces and had to protect themselves with that pretense. The reason why he carried on the way he did as a feeble old man was that their captor was always peeking in through cracks in the doors. He begged Don Juan to forgive him for having fooled him. Don Juan asked who that monstrous-looking man was. With a deep sigh, the young man confessed that he couldn't even guess. He told Don Juan that although he himself was an educated man, a famous actor from the theater in Mexico City, he was at a loss for explanations. All he knew was that he had come to be treated for the consumption that he had suffered from for many years. He was near death when his relatives brought him to meet the curer. She helped him to get well, and he fell madly in love with the beautiful young Indian and married her. His plans were to take her to the capital so they could get rich with her curing ability. Before they started on the trip to Mexico City, she warned him that they had to disguise themselves in order to escape a sorcerer. She explained to him that her mother had also been a curer and had been taught curing by that master sorcerer, who had demanded that she, the daughter, stay with him for life. The young man said that he had refused to ask his wife about that relationship. He only wanted to free her, so he disguised himself as an old man and disguised her as a fat woman. Their story did not end happily. The horrible man caught them and kept them as prisoners. They didn't dare to take off their disguise in front of that nightmarish man, and in his presence they carried on as if they hated each other. But in reality, they pined for each other and lived only for the short times when that man was away. Don Juan said that the young man embraced him and told him that the room where Don Juan was sleeping was the only safe place in the house. Would he please go out and be on the lookout while he made love to his wife? The house shook with their passion, Don Juan went on, while I